left the fire station on the Ormore Road and just had a send-off properly from the Lord Mayor and other dignitaries at City Hall, and we're heading off on a 1,400-kilometre journey over the next 14 days, covering 28 stops, going up as far as Malinhead, down as far as Nissenhead, and finishing in Dublin on Sunday, May the 10th. And it's all about getting out the message that it's okay not to feel okay, and it's absolutely okay to ask for help. So this morning we had 800 cyclists take the first route. We're going from Belfast to Ballymena and on to Coleraine today. And then over the next 14 days, we'll be covering about 60 miles, carrying that message into 20,000 students and to many different community groups, businesses, organisations. And we've just after finished as well a 28-day warm-up run to get ready for the cycle, where we visited prisons and other organisations as well. And again, the message is, it's okay not to feel okay. It's absolutely okay to ask for help.
How many of these cyclists are going to do the full journey?
So I'm reckoning there's going to be about 600, 500 to 600 will do the full journey. But most of the cyclists really are people who wouldn't be classified as athletes or serious cyclists. They're people who are taking part. They might do a half a day or a day or a couple of days. And many of them may have been touched by mental illness, mental health, suicide within their family or their wider circle of friends. And they're doing it really to say that shoulder to shoulder, we can break the cycle of suicide on the island of Ireland. We're losing 800 lives every year. And one of the key tools in our armoury is to encourage people to ask for help. And that's why our message is okay not to feel okay. It's absolutely okay to ask for help. It's so powerful. And maybe somebody listening in this morning, you know, might be battling with depression or anxiety or panic attacks, or might be bereaved by suicide or any other death in their family, or just might be having a bad day or an off day. And our message is, that's okay. It's okay to feel like that. And it's absolutely okay to ask for the help and support that are out there, that are available to you.
Well, Jim, you're very much an Irish entrepreneur. Why did you give so much of your time to this initiative?
I guess for two reasons. First of all, it came about as a result of my appearance on the RT and Channel 4 version of Secret Millionaire. And I spoke on that programme about my own battle with depression. I was 41 years old before I even admitted to myself that I wasn't feeling okay, before I admitted to myself that that was okay not to feel okay. And I hadn't asked for help, and I didn't have the tools or the confidence or the ability or even the language to ask for help. So coming out of that programme, that was sort of a watershed for me, and there was literally thousands of people with phone calls and letters of support and emails and texts and saying, how can we help? So Cycle Against Suicide came about as a way, a movement where people could do something very tangible, you know, something very real, something very substantive, something very concrete. So the people who are cycling today are getting so much out of it, but also the volunteers, the homestay providers. Every one of the stops, as we stop over the next 14 days, we have 300 bed nights required for our cyclists and our crew. And the homestay providers have a chance to get involved. The volunteers have a chance. The cyclists have a chance. The schools have a chance. And all of us together, we can break the cycle of suicide on the island of Ireland if we just get across the message that it's okay not to feel okay. It's absolutely okay to ask for help.
People may not be aware of the programme you made reference to on Channel 4. What was the content of that programme?
So Secret Millionaire is a programme where somebody who might have, in my own case, been successful from a business perspective, goes undercover for 8 to 9 days in an area and gets an opportunity to mix with local groups, local voluntary groups, etc., but doing it sort of undercover, and gets a chance to really see the great work that's been done at the front lines. And for me, I got the chance to do it in Finglas, and I met with four amazing groups of people. And one of those groups was Suicide Awareness Dublin 15, and they were, you know, battling valiantly in the Finglas area in Dublin to really help people who were, you know, struggling, who were suicidal ideation or who were bereaved through suicide. So I saw the great work that they were doing, and they were then one of the organisations that I supported financially as a result of the programme.
Well, you certainly know what you're talking about, Jim, and you've got the ability to organise something on a grand scale, to have 800 cyclists cycling the length and breadth of Ireland. It sounds like an undertaking. It also sounds like good crack and good fun, which I'm sure you'll have along the way. But most importantly of all, that vital, vital message that it is okay to not feel okay and come forward and have a word with the experts. And many and varied are the experts, but please, anyone who's listening, come forward and have a word with someone. That's your main message today.
Absolutely. And the 800 that we've got today will be joined by others over the 14 days. And in fact, by the end of the 14 days, we'll expect that over 10,000 people will have participated in some or all of the legs. So it's really something that's grown very, very significantly. And as you said, you know, there are experts out there, but there's also, for example, you know, there's priests, there's teachers, there's guidance counsellors, there's just friends, there's family. You know, we sometimes, you know, think always that it has to be professional support that we need to ask for help from. But sometimes it's reaching out to a parent or to a brother or sister or to just a really good trusted friend and saying, look, I'm not feeling great. Here's what's going on. And, you know, maybe it might be then a referral to a GP or it might be, you know, help from Samaritans or elsewhere. But often it can just be, you know, a friend or a member of family or somebody who's, you know, in a position of trust that you reach out to help for. So it's really saying, look, all that help is available, all that love and empathy and support is available to us. So let's reach out, let's ask for it, and let's not feel that, you know, we're the only ones feeling like this. You know, feeling down, feeling depressed, battling anxiety, battling panic attacks, that's a normal part of living in today's world, and there's help and supports available to us.
Jim, enjoy the trip. Thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's the entrepreneur Jim Breen. Great initiative, and good luck to everyone involved in it. This is U105.